I would like to acknowledge that this podcast is being recorded on the traditional lands of the Ngaiyambal people of the Bundjalung Nation. And I'd like to extend that acknowledgement to elders past, present and future from wherever you're listening today.
Philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Oh, today I want to talk about the experience of being a 1-3 splenic projector in human design terms. Human design is something that, I mean, I talk about a bit here, and I haven't like wanted to jump completely into it because it's an obsession of mine, but it's not like I have no desire to create a business as a human design reader or anything like that. I just love it as a tool to understand yourself and others. And I've brought in little elements throughout this, but I actually had thought about changing this podcast to be me talking mostly about my own human design experiment. But I haven't yet. Maybe I will. I had thought about starting a second podcast, but I don't know if I have the energy for it. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of a bit over starting new big projects like that because I just don't, as a projector, necessarily have the energy to sustain it. And I've been thinking a lot about what I would like most to be doing, and the more and more I step into who I am from a design perspective, the more I experiment, the more I get to understand, the more I really feel like moving into guiding. And I don't necessarily mean this. It's interesting, right? Because I always thought I wanted to coach. I always thought I wanted to guide in that respect. But actually, what I've been feeling more lately is like I want to guide projects. I want to guide people in their creativity. You know, I've been playing a lot around with what I'd like to do. And, you know, I'm at I'm traversing some major stuff in my life at the moment, and I've been thinking about would I be available for a job, for, you know, would that be something that I would be available for in the future? And like I probably would if the conditions were right, if there was true recognition there, and if I could do shit that I loved, then yeah, I would totally be open to a job. Providing it paid well and it, you know, it wasn't me doing all the heavy lifting. Like I'm not here as a projector, I'm not here to do the actual, so much of the creating, unless I feel called to it and I have energy, but my energy is more sporadic. You know, the generators and the manifesting generators are here to do the actual making. I'm really here to guide the process, and the more I step into this, the more I, you know, I feel like this is going to sound really bizarre. I'm sure I've spoken before about, you know, like I was very anti Gary Vee. I don't even know what he's doing now. I haven't paid any attention to him for years, but when I was more in the, you know, push, push, hustle, hustle. Not that I was ever really into that, but, you know, anyway, you know, it was like, who is this guy? Is just like a machine and he's constantly producing shit and he's, you know, like, he's actually a projector. And what he's actually doing is, you know, seeing trends and then guiding the other people to make the stuff, you know? I don't necessarily want to be Gary Vee. I don't even have the desire at the moment to run You know, like I don't have the desire. This is the interesting thing. The more I move into my experiment, the more I realize I don't necessarily want to be the one who is running the whole show. You know, like I don't necessarily want to be some big time CEO. I think like over the years, I've just more and more, discovered that's not actually what I want at all. What I would like is to, work doing something like accessing other people's energy, you know? Like, that sounds kind of like a vampire, but like, you know, I can plug into creativity more when there are sacral types around me. And I love to guide that creative energy. If I think about what ideal things I would love to be doing, you know, it would be when I studied media arts, you know, I'd love to direct. One of the most favorite things I did where I felt so amazing was when I went to the States. I can't believe it's nearly 3 years ago. No, 2 years ago. Yeah, it was October. And then we had 2019. Yeah, so nearly 2 years ago. I went into the studio with my mate Lisa Orkin, who I was staying with in LA, and we did a session on creating a bunch of ads for her agency. And, you know, and we were in a studio and there was sound tech and the talent and we were directing. And that was like, I had the best time ever, you know, with other people plugged into their energy. And it was like, hey, I reckon if you put this here, or, you know, like maybe drop that line and chuck this in. And, you know, like, oh my God, I love that shit. And I loved it when I was also studying media arts, and I was doing film and TV and sound design and all that shit. Like, it's, I don't know, it's really, yeah, I guess, like, if I think about projector success, what is that for me? It's about recognition, for sure. And, you know, and that recognition comes from guiding creative processes. I think about the work that I do in podcasting. My favorite part is when I'm working with an organization and we sit down and we kind of bounce out a strategy, when we come up with what the concept of the show is, why they're doing it, how it's going to flow, what the episodes are going to be made up of. You know, like when I can plug into them and they have, you know, it's not just on me to create it, but there are other people involved and I'm just guiding that process. That's my favorite thing of all time to do. I love that. And I feel like that's, you know, like, I don't know, I could see myself directing. I don't know, like, I've actually been thinking about how fun it would be. I love making reels. I love, you know, that aspect of things. I love coming up with creative ideas and implementing them. Like, I would love to do that stuff. With a team, you know? And not necessarily my team, but someone who recognizes me and sees my value and my potential and allows me free rein. I could do it for someone else, you know? I have some people in my life and I see them and I see what they're doing on socials and I think, oh my God, we could do this, we could do that. You know, like, oh, I'm all the ideas when I'm plugged into someone else's creativity. I think that's really part of my design, having an open head in Ajna. I can really connect into people's ideas and help bring them to life. As an open sacral or undefined sacral, I can also help people direct their creativity, their creative energy. And I also, you know, have the ability to plug into what people are feeling and what's kind of like, yeah. So anyway, I've been thinking a lot about what I'm available for and what I see myself doing and what I don't, and what would I be open to, and what would I not. And I think, I was having an interesting conversation with some other splenic projectors, and well, just other projectors really, about the experience of being splenic, because we don't have any motors as splenic. We don't have access to even, I don't have my route defined. So it's really like no energy in my chart. I'm a classic projector, no energy. But I do have a lot of, like, I feel like the splenic experience, and particularly maybe my third mind nature, is like those things in combination really mean that I have these little creative bursts, and I and the spleen dictates, right? So while I might not have energy, what I do have is little spurts of creativity, and I just honor those. So sometimes I've felt like I'm not that clear on what it is exactly that I do. And part of that, I think, is being a projector. I'm actually not, because it's up to you. You know, I'm here for the other. It's up to you to decide and to, you know, invite me to what you recognize me for. It's not for me to, I mean, I can study and I can learn and I can do, but I can recognize myself in some ways too, but also it's ultimately up to you what you see I'm here for. But the spleen dictates where I go, right? So, you know, I'm constantly asking myself, what would feel good in this moment? What would feel good in this moment? What would feel good in this moment? And I think that's how I would say that probably, hey Bill, people would assume that I am a creative, and I would say that I am too. I would say that I'm a creator too. Oh, hang on. Oh, I just got interrupted by a phone call, and now completely in a different headspace and not even sure what I was talking about before. So I'm just going to call it the end of an episode. I know I was talking about being splenic, but I've got no fucking idea what I was talking about. So this is where I'm at the moment. One moment I am okay and in flow, and then something, you know, then it all just come, everything that is happening just comes to the forefront, and I'm all the anger and the sadness and the grief, and then I'm okay again. So anyway, I'm just gonna call at the end of this episode, and I'll catch you next week for another episode of A Woman Unhinged. Anyway, until next week, peace out.
Carlos Sofis, I'm Carly Mimmo, da 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 da.